Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chunky's come to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM in Richmond, and we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go wherever you are all across the country. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf Official Heating and Cooling Company of the Junks. Joining us right now, as he will weekly throughout the season, on the BetQL Guest Hotline, is Mike Rizzo, President General Manager of the Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local, put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. New walk-up song for you, Mike. What was the inspiration?
Well, the inspiration was the birth of my new son, Santino Sonny Rizzo.
Nice.
The song we played a lot. Song we play a lot for him when he was just a little baby. So I kind of like it.
How old is Sonny now?
Last time we saw Mike, we were in the box with him. We got to meet Sonny in
person.
How
old is Sonny?
So he's just over a year.
Good.
So he's starting to talk a little bit.
And by the way, that's Sonny. The name of the song is Sonny by Buddy Hebb. Is that the artist?
Yeah.
Buddy Hebb.
Yeah, Bobby Hebb.
Bobby Hebb. I think Bobby Hebb.
If you remember.
1966.
I believe I stunned Mike with my fatherly instinct, and Sonny gravitated towards me.
Yeah, your paternal instinct.
My paternal instinct.
Right, it kicked in.
And I believe Mike was blown away that he didn't cry, because normally he cries with strangers.
Interesting.
Right? Do you remember that, Mike?
Yeah, I do remember. It was like that. Your magnetic personality.
Thank you.
Drew him too.
Thank you.
And he was very comfortable with you. So
he thought you were his grandpa.
It's possible. It's possible that too. It's possible that too. Oh, man.
Well, how was the off season, Mike, before we dive into what's going on so far this year? Did you enjoy the off season? What was it like?
Yes, it's good. It's always busy. There's these mileposts that you do throughout the off season, and you get into free agent season. You're talking to a lot of people. You're arranging rosters for the minor leagues and the major leagues. So it's quite busy. The staff does a good job with all the arbitration cases that you have to prepare for, even if you don't go to arbitration with anybody. So it's always a very hectic. Off season, really for the front office, it's on season. It's probably as busy and as important as the regular season is when you think about it in those terms.
Was it a different vibe, maybe new energy, because you guys did shake up the staff somewhat?
Yeah, it was that added to the workload, because we did a bunch of interviews for a lot of positions and reevaluated the systems and protocols and that type of thing, and reassigned some key people from that we've had for a long time. So yeah, it was extremely active and busy, and the new people came in, and they brought a different vibe and different energy to the off season, and I think you'll see that through the draft and how players are developed and that type of thing, because the three major components of our player development were revamped. You know, amateur scouting, mm-hmm. Player development, and international scouting. So there's a new vigor, a new vibe to the front office.
Well, Mike, you know, you talked about this before the opener. You were just talking about kind of the goals for the season, and you want to see all these young studs that you made trades for last year just get better. So, you know, the C.J. Abrams and the Lane Thomases and guys like that, and obviously on the mound, JoJo and Mackenzie Gore and Ruiz behind the plate. So just through the spring, how did you like their development, if you can talk about that?
Yeah, I think from the end of the season last year to opening day here on Monday, it was I think they've come a long way. I think you've seen JoJo made an All-Star team, pitched throughout the season. Gray made pitched more innings and more starts than he ever has as a professional. Ruiz after a solid offensive year this year, really. We put the onus on him focusing on his defense along with his offense. So I think that those guys have come a long way. They're exciting to watch when you see a major league infield of Ruiz and at catching and Lipscomb and Abrams and Garcia and then Nunez is your backup, and you got Lane Thomas in the outfield, and what's in the minor leagues with Wood and Cruz and Green and Hassel and that group of guys. I think it's exciting for the fans to watch. I know I get fired up about it. When you look at it, you've got five players under 25 years old, as position players and a couple of pitchers that are very, very young in the big leagues and knocking on the door in the big leagues. So, that's what we're trying to accomplish this year, for those guys to implement themselves as core guys on a championship roster in the very near future. So I think that they all make strides. Big year this year for them to make another step forward, and then I think then you really can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're going the right way.
So I think everybody is on board, sort of. They understand what you're doing, right? And everyone knows how respected Mike is. But we also know that progress is not always perfectly linear, right? There are ups and downs. And I preface this by saying, because the total, I know you don't care about these kinds of things, but I'm just curious what your take is on it. The total win total projection for the Nats this year is actually lower than what you won last year. And I didn't understand that. I mean, I know that progress is not always perfectly linear, but I feel like you got more and more young players. You're getting better and better. Can you make any sense of that? Is that okay with you? Like, if you actually lost a few more games than you did, because that's ultimately not the goal. The goal is, like you say, developing your core players. Like, I don't know. Talk me through that a little bit.
Well, the goal is to win games. It's always our goal, and we want to win as many games as we can. But to me, I never accepted the fact that 71 wins last year, even though we came from 55, was a successful season. To me, 71 and 91, we were in last place. That's not a successful season.
Right.
It's a season going in the right direction.
Right.
But nonetheless, it's not successful. So. We're looking to get to the point where our targets are 90 wins, 91 wins, like they were for a decade, a few years back, and to get to that group of players that gets us there, consistently, every year, for a decade is our goal. And I think you see the building blocks of that starting to come, and that's adding to those young players, the players that are young and are already in the major leagues. I think that you could see the progress of it. But 71 wins or whatever we're projected to do by several of these different models is not the goal for us. The goal is to make the playoffs every year and to build a sustainable roster that we could do that and go for another 8-10 year run like we did before.
So it doesn't mean, like, let's say you win, I don't know, 68 games. It doesn't mean you've taken a step back.
It depends on how you get to the 68 wins. You know what I mean? If uh, if Abrams and Ruiz and Lipscomb and Garcia, and we bring up some minor league guys that are all playing great, and we're just not winning enough games for certain reasons, then I think that I would view that as going in the right direction. But 68 mm-hmm. wins is not going to be something we're going to celebrate. But the process moving forward and going in the right direction is something that we can look forward to, embrace, and celebrate that we're doing it in the right way to sustain this thing for a long period of time.
Because we'd be happy, because that's over the number. That's over the total. Yeah. We'd be happy.
We know you don't care about that, but we desperately care.
Yeah, let's get to 67. Hey, so Mike, let's just kind of talk about the first four games. Obviously, game two against game three against the Reds. You should have won that series, and Finnegan wasn't good. I mean, the odds of you winning that game was 99%. So it just doesn't happen. And then McKenzie, he looked like he was a little overhyped from when I was watching in the first couple innings. He settled down and got out of some jams with strikeouts, but he was kind of all over the place in that first inning. So just kind of give us your take on the first four games, the three-game series in Cincy, and then, of course, the home opener.
Yeah, play competitive baseball. You've got to play all facets of the game to win in the big leagues. It's difficult to win, and game two we played. We showed that we could come back. We scored a lot of runs on a really good closer and tied the game up, took the lead, went up by two, and the bullpen couldn't hold it. And then yesterday, opening day. We battled back and tied the score against a hot Pirates team right now, and again our middle relief guys couldn't hold on to the lead, and it cost us. So the defense we've been playing has been fine. The offense in spurts has been good. I think that's only going to get better. I think Lane starting to heat up a little bit, and Winker's been good early on. But we need to get a consistent, deep lineup that everyone's contributing and doing their own thing. So as far as pitching goes, JoJo was not sharp, the first game out of the chute. But I thought Irvin and McKenzie were really good. They gave us a chance to win the game, obviously. And I think that Gore has shown that his stuff is elite. Now the stuff has to match the performance, and I think that that's the next step in his progression. Also, Jake Irvin's shown that his stuff is really improved even from last year. Velocity's up, and I just think that those guys have to be consistent with their stuff and go deeper into games. But that can be said from the whole league. The whole league is 5-5 1/3, less than six innings, and it's something that I know in our club that we try and get those guys through the sixth and then hand it off to the bullpen with the lead.
Do you expect the bullpen to be the strength of the team? What do you think the strength of this current team is? The current roster construction that's up with the Nationals.
Well, I think one of our strengths is we have team speed. I think we're going to steal some bases. We're going to run the bases very well. I know Power has been working extremely hard with those guys, not only on base stealing, but on base running. We do a lot of drills on that, cutting bases, just simple things, fundamental things like cutting the bases right and picking up your coaches at the right time and that type of thing. So I think speed's going to be a part of us. We're going to create some havoc on the field. Obviously, we're a contact-oriented club that moves the ball around. We've got to play situational offense, but I think we will have some guys that can bang 20, 25 home runs for us this year. So I think our power will be better than it was last year. I think our bullpen is solid. We've got Our A bullpen is solid with Finnegan and Harvey and that group and that group that follows him. But I think our B bullpen is going to be much more veteran oriented and much more controlling of these games, and I think that'll really help us. But it's all going to factor into our starting pitching. I'm very optimistic on our starters, especially our young starters. I like where they're at. I like their stuff. I like the way they compete. And I think that that's going to be a real bright spot for us.
Mike, what's the status on Senzel? When do we expect him back?
you know, it's a broken bone. So it's hard to put a timeline on it. It wasn't a bad fracture. So, you know, ballpark figure, it's a couple of weeks to a month. So we'll see where he's at. He has some flexibility here. The last time I saw him on Monday, the flexibility is getting better. So we'll see where he's at probably today. And then sometime this week, we'll take another x-ray and see how the break is healing.
And what are your guys I'm sure you got a meteorologist there on staff telling you, or maybe just Major League Baseball does, but what's the status for the weather for first pitch tonight?
Well, I mean, the weather right now is pouring out of my house, this is the last time Pittsburgh comes into town, so MLB's got the reins of control of this game.
Right.
I would think we're going to try and play this thing. I think there's a window to get it in, and because you hate to play doubleheaders, and what if tomorrow doesn't look any better than it does today? So
right.
You hate to come back. You have Pittsburgh come back sometime during the year. So we're going to try and get this one in, and we'll see what how far MLB wants to push it.
And we got Williams against Keller. How did Trevor pitch in the spring? I didn't really pay attention to him. Sorry.
Well, Trevor had a late start spring training because he had the birth of his I think it was his fourth child.
Oh, okay.
And progressed fine after that. He's a pitch to contact guy. He's we were gonna. You have to rely on our infield defense. It will be important when Trevor pitches, and he's throwing strikes and keeping it off the barrel. I think that our defense will really shine and pick him up. And it's good. It's a good night to get a win tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike. Always love having you on. Great to have you on board once again this season. We'll talk to you every week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Good to hear Mike Rizzo, GM and President of Baseball Operations for your Washington Nationals. He's presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information.
I like the new walk-up.
I do like it, too.
I do.
I have to say.
A nod to his son.
I don't think I've heard it.
You haven't heard that song?
I think I've
heard it. You haven't heard Blackbird. How would you know that?
I think it's a pretty famous song, but I hadn't heard it either because I looked it up.
I'm not saying it's not famous.
No,
I'm just saying I haven't.
I had heard it.
I'm
yeah.
Team EB.
I didn't know it was Bobby Hebb.
Yeah.
EB, it's never from 1966.
I had never heard of Bobby Hebb before.
Bobby Hebb. No, but
there's plenty of songs from 1966 you've heard.
Well, which one is Blackbird? Why do you think I haven't heard
That's
Blackbird?
The Beatles.
That's the Beyonce remake of the Beatles.
We played Blackbird, and I said I didn't know that
yes,
one?
Yes, correct. Yes.
Okay. I'd actually heard this one more than Blackbird, honestly.
All right.
9:45, speaking of music, we'll give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots at Jiffy Lube Live. That's coming up at 9:45. But next, we open up the entertainment page here on The Junkie.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks again to Mike Rizzo for joining us. I remember when they signed Joey Gallo, we talked about what he was going to bring to the table, hit home runs.
Yeah.
And he'll strike out a lot. So I just happened to look up 12 at-bats. How many strikeouts do you think he'd be?
For
eight.
Who?
Eight.
For Joey Gallo.
I know he had three out of four.
I'll go nine. I'll say nine.
It's not that high. It's not that high. 12. Oh. He's got six.
Right. Half the time. Yeah, I mean,
sounds isn't
that what the
right.
guy does? Is he, yes. is he like about a half the time guy?
Yeah, I mean, right now he doesn't have a hit. It's 12 at-bats.
I know. They don't care about that stuff
it's
anymore
early.
Now.
It's very early.
They got their numbers. It's a whole new world now. Nothing matters anymore. You can take good shots, bad shots. You don't have to get hits.
I feel like EB would be one of the old scouts sitting around the table when Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill are trying to describe to the A's scouts yeah. why they're assembling the roster yeah. of misfit players.
Right,
because
so last,
they get on base.
Last EB. Year, last year for the Twins, 282 at bats, 142 Ks.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
he's right on track.
Right about
that's 50%. What he does.
EB would be the guy like, but he walks all the time, and then Brad Pitt would be like, but he still gets on base.
Gallo
Ricky.
Is the yeah. exception because Rizzo in this interview.
Yeah.
When I asked him what are the strengths of the team, mm-hmm. I think he said, you know, they're a contact team.
Yeah.
Well, except for Gallo.
He knows that Gallo's
didn't he call
not
him a contact
guy.
Team?
I don't know. I
well,
just know
it's a wide-ranging term. It's all-encompassing.
I know he said he hated doubleheaders. That kind of it breaks my heart a little bit.
I love doubleheaders.
I loved doubleheaders.
Yeah, well, we would always,
it's a grind for those guys.
Players,
we would always look at the schedule when we were planning our Illinois trip and try to find a doubleheader game.
Yeah. See the
so
Cubbies.
We could go. Yeah.
Oh, fans love them. So was he saying that there will be a doubleheader tomorrow?
Well, he said they're going to try to avoid it,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, but if today's canceled, they have to play the
by
doubleheader.
By the way, more rain moving in starting at 8, and I know the game starts at 6:45. So unless it's the world's fastest baseball game,
it doesn't look great.
Could be impacted by weather.
I know there's like waves coming through. There's one now. There's going to be one at 3.
Yeah.
And then one at, like you said, just after dinner.
Right.
All right, Valdez, could you play the music for EP? I actually have – I think you guys would be interested in today's EP. I don't know. Maybe
even me?
I think you will, yeah.
Even you.
Even me.
Yes, you might even like it.
The entertainment page is, of course, driven by BMW Fairfax. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has what cakes?
He has no interest in charging you, yes, you, radio listener, interest.
Correct. 2.99% on most X Series models for a limited time only. Find out more information at BMWFairfax.com. And when you get over there, just say, hey, I need to talk to Mike. EB sent me.
Yeah.
All right. So I went down a wormhole yesterday. Actually, yesterday and this morning.
Isn't that every day? Are you going down some weird wormhole like most days?
You know what
days?
It is? I blame YouTube. A lot of this is YouTube, the algorithm or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I was on YouTube and all of a sudden I get a lot of these. I'm fascinated by the Diddy case. I'm kind of okay. just fascinated by the whole thing.
I'm not.
First of all,
so that makes
I
one
need
of us.
D. Woods or somebody to tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, I can imagine, but apparently Diddy was known for his parties, right? There's a phrase. I think I could say this phrase. It's a new phrase that I kind of heard. I mean, I guess
uh-oh,
I've heard
be careful.
This phrase. I think I can say this. He was known for his freak-off parties.
Okay. Mm.
Okay.
I've heard of Freak Nick.
I'm kind of dying to know what I could guess what a freak-off party is, but they're saying he.
Like who? It's like who's the bigger freak?
Yeah,
I don't know. I need
that's
somebody.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. I need somebody to tell me. I mean, I know what the allegations are around Diddy. That Diddy did not discriminate. He likes everything,
mm-hmm.
right? And like he's got a voracious appetite. I was down in French Montana. I don't even know anything about French Montana. Thought he was hooked up with a Kardashian at
yeah,
one point.
Yeah, he used to date one Khloe.
Khloe, right?
Right.
But apparently. French Montana, this is like known in the world. See, I was down in the hip hop like podcast world. I was listening to Ed Lover. I was
Breakfast Club. You're going through
no,
all Breakfast Club stuff.
It was
Ed Lover still around.
He's Ed got a Love podcast or something. And I was listening to like Mr. Big Slim or something. I don't know who it was. I was listening to, and I was just fascinated by it. But they said Diddy has these freak off parties that all these guys know. And French Montana, apparently, I didn't know he came up in Bad Boy. Diddy signed him, and apparently they were kind of known. This is just the gossip. They were known around the. They were kind of like a couple.
Okay.
Everywhere Diddy was, French Montana was.
Kind of like Drab and AWOD for a while.
There's actually a photo of them on the beach where it's and Diddy highlighted it because Diddy trolls. He's been trolling Diddy for 20 years.
Okay.
Where it,
hold on, you said Diddy's been. You mean 50?
50, I mean, 50's been trolling
yeah,
Diddy.
Okay.
Forgive me. And so there's a photo of like. Diddy basically like spooning French Montana on a beach. Like, there's wild stuff out there.
I wouldn't even know what French Montana looked like.
Neither did I. Okay, but I was watching the YouTube yesterday. Okay, so I don't know. Apparently, French Montana and Cuba Gooding Jr., who we know is a freak, who's always getting in trouble, mm-hmm. right, for groping people and everything else.
This French Montana.
I had no idea that Cuba Gooding Jr. was like BFFs with Diddy for 20 years, and he would go to all the freak-off parties. All these Odell Beckham Jr., like, everybody was going to and that's why Cat Williams said, if you get invited to a Diddy party, you got to say no.
You can't turn that down. Sure.
So long story short. So we all know the trouble he's been in or whatever. And remember, we talked about it yesterday that he was like, he's like dancing now. He's like, you know, making it seem that he's happy. Like he went to this, he was videoed at like, I don't know, like a breakfast place or something with some guys, and he was all happy. And so the scoop is, and I guess this has been known for a while, that much like Jeffrey Epstein, they think the reason why he's happy is because someone told him, don't worry, you're going to be good. That's going to blow over.
Okay.
Because he's, the scoop is, FBI informant. He's been an FBI. FBI informant for 20 years.
Okay. Just ratting on everybody else.
Yeah. And he just
he's a snitch.
Well, why are they?
He's a big snitch.
Why are they invading his home then?
Well, this is where it gets hilarious to me, okay?
So you might have been watching too many movies.
This is the deepest wormhole ever. But
funny, I'm on E! Online. I don't see anything about Diddy being an FBI informant on the headlines.
Okay. Go listen to Mr. Big Slim.
What podcast were you listening to?
I don't know what the name of it was. It was some freaking live stream. And the guy kept telling me, make sure you like the live stream. Make sure you like it or whatever so you can get more views. So anyway, I'm sure I'm saying it wrong, Drab. It's Mr. something. I don't know what it was.
I'm still trying to figure out what freak off is. It just seems like group sex.
What's a freak off party? Is that
it? Just sounds like group sex orgies.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's probably what it seems like.
It's probably accurate.
So, Ed
like
Lover,
an orgy. It's just one orgy.
Ed Lover
in the house.
You remember Ed Lover from MTV?
Sure,
like 30 years ago.
What was his partner's name?
Yeah, the fat guy,
the big dude.
I think he died.
Oh, he did. I didn't know.
Hold on,
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, I think it was
Dr. Dre and Ed Lover.
It had some sort of Dre in it.
It was Dr. Dre and Ed Lover.
I thought it was another guy.
It was Dre and Ed Lover. It was either Dr. Dre or Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Yeah, thank you.
There were two Dr. Dre.
Is it different Dre?
The Nubs doctor.
Didn't know there were two Dr. Dre's.
You know what?
That's our era.
He's like the chiropractor. Or Dre DDS. Yeah. Dre DDS.
Yeah. So
I don't see that he died, but maybe.
Maybe he didn't die.
All right. Go ahead.
So Ed Lover said, and this other guy, Mr. Slimbig or whatever his name is, he was playing the clips, that they think the reason why they've all known that Diddy has these freak off parties and that Diddy gets, like, you remember, so Diddy's had controversy and he keeps getting off it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman, I watched her video yesterday. She said, Diddy shot me in the face. I saw him shoot me. He went pow, pow, right in my face. That's literally what she said.
How is she
pow,
alive?
Pow.
Well, he's a bad shot.
No, is she better looking than Anthony Kim?
Yeah. Oh, man, I was listening to it, but I think they blurred out her face or whatever. So, no, it was the incident when Shine took the fall for it. Remember, Shine, his rapper protege. You guys know this.
I know this.
He went to jail for like 12 years.
Yeah.
And everybody said that Diddy paid everyone off. There was witnesses everywhere. And the woman says, I'm never gonna rest until people know
he's the one
Diddy
who shot me.
Shot me in the face. He went pow pow right in my face. And you know, I got the scars to show it. Blah, blah, blah. I listened to the whole thing, right? And then remember when Diddy was, he'd been caught with guns. I think J-Lo was with him that time.
Yeah, I remember
that. All kinds of stuff. Diddy keeps getting off. They're saying that Diddy, you know, has always been rumblings that he set up Biggie and Tupac, all
he's
this
the new
stuff.
Teflon
and he never gun. Gets, he never takes gets. The fall.
Right. And they said because he's been an FBI informant. Now they say the difference, the
like
reason.
Like the Departed.
The reason why now,
Costigan.
This is where I find it hilarious.
Citizens.
The reason why I find this hilarious is that one of the guys, Mr. Big Slim or whatever, said, because now he started messing with white people. Okay? Because, and I didn't know this. Well, you read, remember everyone thought that he owned Ciroc liquor,
Ciroc vodka,
I thought he did.
Scotty's greater than Ciroc. Yeah.
Turns out he was just a marketer for it.
I still won't buy it.
But he still made a ton of money. They said, like, he, you know, maybe eventually in all his marketing, and he might even have made $1 billion. He made a lot of money. But he recently sued the owner of Ciroc liquor, the Dora or whatever. I don't know what the name of it is.
Diageo, probably.
Yeah, Diageo.
And he's filing a racial discrimination suit against them. Yeah. And it's saying that he didn't like, because George Clooney got $400 million for Casamigos. I don't know. Somehow that had to factor in. And that Diddy started messing with the white people's money. And so then now the white people, that's why.
Now they're going after Diddy.
Now they're going after Diddy to put him in his place. So I find that hysterical.
That's just how white folks will do you.
I don't believe that. But Ed Lover said, you as soon as he sued Diageo, all of a sudden.
That's when it all started going down.
He said it wasn't the Cassie thing. It wasn't any of this. They're going to put the boots to him.
Because they messed with Diageo money.
Yes.
I see Jeff Walker in the hallway.
Are you with me, Jeff?
Jeff knows about the freak-off party.
He knows what a freak-off party is.
Jeff, come on in there.
Yeah, come on in.
One of those.
Yeah, Jeff, you're a good person to have.
Jeff, Diddy expert.
I'm pretty sure Jeff has freak-off parties.
No, I do not have freak-off
parties. What is a freak-off party?
Have you been to Freak Nick?
You do not want to go to a Diddy freak-off party?
Correct.
Yeah, so...
Well, can you say what... Can you say what it is without getting
dumped? It's basically...
Dumped?
It's an orgy, basically.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Because I've seen a lot of interviews, too, on these YouTubes where they go, I'm walking up the stairs and I see, like... People like having sex on couches, guys, girls, guys, girls, like everything.
Sure.
Yeah, man. The lawsuit that came out of the guy explaining everything that he's seen inside of them parties, it's pretty bad.
Right.
Is that rain or sweat on top of your head?
It's rain. It's raining hard outside.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Clearly not an umbrella guy.
Have you heard that Diddy might be an FBI informant, and that's why he hasn't been arrested all these years?
Oh, yeah. Who was it who said that? I believe it was Kanye. Kanye went on this rant.
Oh,
was
like, wow.
Kanye said it.
He was like,
you know one thing they always said, though, about Kanye? They said you never saw his name on the Epstein flight log or anything like that. You can say what you want about Kanye, but he wasn't involved in that.
I haven't seen John Oliver's name on an island.
Yeah, but every other celebrity you kind of see on
I didn't see any celebrities.
It was like, you can say whatever because you're a fed. You're an effing fed. And that's when it all started coming out. And that's one of the allegations that's out, EB, for real.
Right. And what about, all right, so freak off party. We know. Oh, did you know about French Montana and Diddy? Is that like a known thing?
Well, I don't know about any of Diddy and his partners, honestly.
You don't.
But,
okay.
You know, it's hard to say if you've been heavily associated.
You've seen all
with
those videos, like with OBJ and Justin Bieber, and
Bieber vids.
I assume they're doing drugs, but it, you know.
Yes, but if that is the behavior you let out off alcohol, is that a facade or is that what you're really feeling?
Well, like especially when you've seen Diddy when all these podcasts, where he's hammered, he's like flirting with the guests and
French
stuff.
Montana, false advertising. He's Moroccan.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was French.
I don't know. Did French Montana have a famous song we'd ever heard of that would like crossed over to pop? Like, you know what I mean? Because I just knew he was with a Kardashian. That's the only reason why I knew that name.
I think he's had some big hits.
A reggae hit.
I'm sure he's had hits, but I'm just asking, have they crossed over where, like, we would know them?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, right. No, okay.
Not at all.
All right.
Do you think he's going down for the count?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. It's
even though, all right, what's your theory for why is he looking all happy and everything and clearly dancing for the cameras and trying to make it seem like there's no big deal?
It's
he wasn't doing that the day he was getting invaded.
No, because I don't think he knew that he was going
to. That's what I'm saying. So he's acting happy on camera because he wants to, you know, it's a facade.
Okay, I think that's a fair theory.
Exactly.
But he didn't look happy and was walking around the parking lot.
Or now he got word.
So this is my feeling. Well,
maybe.
That he's good.
These allegations with Diddy have been around just as long as, like, the allegations with R. Kelly. Like,
right.
They've always been there. You know. Right. When there's smoke for so many years.
What about
years?
The woman that said that he's the one that went pow-pow to her? Have you heard about that? Like, you know about the Shine case.
Yeah.
But did you know that the woman alleged, like, I heard her say it herself, that Diddy did it?
Oh, nah, I didn't know that. But I know the guy that was working on his last album, he put a lot of stuff out. And it's like, yo, where there's smoke, there's fire, especially smoke for so many years. And then 50 Cent, that's my guy right there.
He's hilarious.
He puts everything out there on the front table.
He is hilarious.
And if 50 going hard on it, I believe it. I believe it.
Yeah, because he keeps saying he's been talking about it for years. And now they're saying Ashton Kutcher is tied up in all this.
It's a lot.
There's probably a ton of guys.
You remember when that girl?
For 20 years? Can you imagine how many people are involved?
There was a girl. A lot of these are AI-generated videos, too. Have you seen that now? You get AI-generated videos. They get a ton of hits because they just take audio or stuff from other interviews, and you get like a fake AI voice, and you know, next thing you know, you got a million views on the thing.
But wasn't Ashton Kutcher disassociating himself with somebody else, too? Oh, I think it was that guy Masterson or whatever.
Yeah, they were together on that 70s.
Right, because he defended him. And then he got the backlash. So he had to apologize for defending Masterson.
So now he's going to deal with Diddy backlash.
And Diddy's his boy. Known boy. And everyone knows, like, there's pictures of Ashton and, like, hot tubs with, like, young girls and everything. And if you remember, there was a trial about where a girl that Ashton was, she ended up murdered. Yeah. And they're saying a lot of evidence it could have been Ashton.
Oh. All I know is you have a way different
you're all over the place
than I have. Because all I get are like 2010 World Series of Poker recaps.
That's your boy.
You're going down the world.
Why don't we just rename this segment EB's Wormhole?
It's just YouTube videos I'm watching. Random. This one was. A lot of them are AI generated, for real. To be honest with you, but
I just put in Ashton Kutcher hot tub young girls. Nothing's coming up, EB. Well, wasn't he?
I'm sure it's been.
I mean, I don't doubt that he was into young chicks.
The
but
famous
he was,
incident.
But he was
famous incident.
He was married to an older chick, and to me more.
Correct. Yeah, dude, he doesn't mean they only like one thing. You think Drabby only likes the young girl? He likes them all ages. Cakes, you think he only likes young girls?
Preference.
Projecting.
Look at the time. Look at what time it is. We're way late.
Coming up next, give you a chance
to take for joining us.
To Live and Stone Temple Pilots. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, we told you we give you a chance to win some tickets to go see Live and Stone Temple Pilots. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You'll go to the Jubilee Tour with special guest Soul Asylum Wednesday, September 4th at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. You know who's in town tonight?
Ooh, I know who's in town tonight.
Yes.
The Lakers.
LeBron.
Mm-hmm. LeBron.
Yep.
And I guess he'll be getting questions about Bronny, because Bronny entered the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, they lost their coach. That happens a lot when the coach leaves. Guys just bounce.
It's also time to get another deal, right?
We'll see.
Although he just didn't put up very good numbers.
No,
right?
he wasn't that good.
Now yeah, he had 6 points a game.
He had a major health issue, but I don't know if that affected it or not.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I feel bad. I shouldn't, but I feel bad for that kid. I don't know why.
Oh, he's got to grow up in his dad's immense shadow.
Yeah. The pressure in the world to be a good NBA player.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
there's a lot of these guys, though.
Like Charlie Woods.
Just try to be a good college
player.
Doing
well.
Like, they're getting ahead of themselves, like,
of course.
By already putting him into the NBA. Like, let him develop in college. See if he's actually an NBA player.
Aren't the Boozer twins supposed to be silly?
Yeah,
those Boozer's kids.
I didn't know they were twins. I know one of them at least. If you say twins, then I believe.
Well, Ron Harper's kid is legit. He's going to Rutgers.
Oh, he was in the game last night.
Oh, he was in the McDonald's game.
I think he's a lefty.
He's good.
Is he a lefty?
Another Harper kid, right?
Well, his other kid went to Rutgers and just graduated maybe last year, and he's got that younger brother. Yeah,
did that other kid make the league or no?
I don't.
Which one?
Ron Harper Jr.
Yeah, the one that was from Rutgers.
Dylan Harper is Ron Harper Jr.'s.
This is younger brother.
Younger brother?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Rutgers
Dylan Harper is number two recruit in the country.
They must have a good NIL to land him at Rutgers.
Right.
Well, we were talking about it. I only watched a couple of minutes, but Derek Queen, who's going to Maryland, mm-hmm. was the All-Star Game MVP, finished with 23 points.
Ah, good.
The number one prospect in the country who's going to Duke is Cooper Flagg. I saw him hit a three-pointer. And what struck me, like, I've just seen viral clips of him mostly dunking and taking the ball to the rack. He's got kind of a weird jump shot. I mean, maybe it's good. I don't know.
Unorthodox.
He shoots it, like, kind of behind his head, which, hey.
Hey, if it works.
I mean, for Dirk Nowitzki, right?
Maybe Ron Harper Jr. was playing in the G League for the Raptors, and I think they call him up for maybe a few games, but I guess he's still in the G League.
All right. All right.
There's going to be a good All-Star game next Saturday at the Entertainment and Sports Complex. I was talking to my boy Tom Doyle about it yesterday.
Is Tom Doyle still in the basketball world?
Still in the basketball world.
All right.
And
Tom, I said, what's up?
It's the Capital Classic next Saturday.
Is he promoting that? He runs that now?
Yeah.
Did he buy the rights to it or whatever?
I mean, I don't know the business machinations that he's doing it. They're advertising on this station.
I mean, the Capital Classic is an iconic event that's kind of lost its luster.
Correct. Yeah, but he's bringing it back. Like, they've got really good players in the Capital Classic.
Derek Queen going to play in that one since he's going to Maryland?
I'm not positive.
Because they used to have it where it was just the local kids against the national kids. They still have – sometimes they'll put – some of the national kids who are going to local schools on the local team.
Said the U.S. team is being coached by Dennis Scott. It includes the 7'7" kid. It also has Master P's son and Bill Bellamy's son
on
the U.S. squad.
Some of the alums from the Capital Classic.
Oh, I saw some great
games. Moses Malone, Michael Jordan, LeBron.
Patrick Ewing.
Klay Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Paul. I mean, just the biggest of the big. Carmelo.
Dominique.
Ralph Sampson.
I think Dominique was in it.
Dominique.
A lot of guys. It was the McDonald's.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah.
Oh, it was McDonald's game and
Patrick
then the Cap
Ewing.
Classic. Yeah. Those were the top
Jason
the
Kidd. I mean, all the big superstars.
Now there's a million and, it's not as important.
No, I think Dennis Scott Grant is Hill. Coaching it. And he's got – so they got the 7'7" kid who – I think he's going to Florida from IMG Academy. He said he's got the 7 ESPN top 100 kids, including the number 6 kid. I'm not sure who that is.
I remember
and
going –
And then the local side – We'll have coached by your boy, I think, Junkyard Dog, Magruder High School.
Jerome Williams is coaching the local squad?
I think so.
Well, good for him.
Or at least he's involved.
Good.
I remember going when Chris Herron was there because I wanted to see that kid. White kid from Boston or whatever. That he was supposed to go to BC, and he was pretty dynamic. is small.
Though. I wonder if he's still on the doing the speaking engagements because he was riveting.
I think so.
Oh, yeah, his story is.
I think so.
I mean, that dude was in the depths of drug addiction and fought through it. So good for him.
Hell yeah.
No, so it's a legendary basketball game. It's next Saturday at the Entertainment and Sports Complex, and we'll have some of the sillies. Yeah. Just like last night. I mean, I didn't know that game was on, and then I just flipped it on ESPN, and then I logged a few minutes with it. But Caps were on. There was a lot.
I watched about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
This guy's just jacking up threes. And
yeah, it's
dunks
different.
And threes. That's kind of what all-star games are.
Yeah. That's a shame.
But it was cool that the Queen Kid was the MVP coming to Maryland. So got to be excited about that.
I know
that.
You remember that Will Gates was upset when he went to an all-star game in Hoop Dreams that he was playing his team-centric game and other guys were showboating and dunking, and he was upset by that.
Oh, really? I don't even remember that detail.
You don't remember that?
My brain's mush. I've seen it a million times.
He was upset because he played this team basketball.
I remember that.
And he was surrounded by a bunch of the showboat a little bit.
Jason, you know who's leading the Capitol All-Stars?
Who?
Jaden Mustaf.
Oh, yeah. He
was going to Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he was at DeMatha, and then he transferred out down to North Carolina. And he's going to Georgia Tech.
Well, if Tom Doyle wants to give us some appearance fees, I'm psyched.
What about Etan Thomas's son, Malcolm, plays for DeMatha? I wonder if he's in it.
Not sure. All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish Bucks, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.